The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So the State of the Union address is tonight, and that is... It never meant much to me, and it only means really anything if you're of a certain age. Apparently, younger people don't care at all. So the number of millions of people that tune into it has been dropping, similar to like the Oscars. I mean, it used to be a really big, the America comes together and turns on the TV that night event, and now it's not that big an audience, and the audience is quite old. 75% of the viewers of last year's State of the Union address were over 55, and then a handful between 30 and 55, and then like nobody under 30. So it's not an event for the younger crowd.
It's the Time Magazine Person of the Year of government.
Yeah, exactly.
It used to be a thing.
And you can understand lots of reasons why it's not a thing anymore, including, like we've been saying for years, every president's on TV every day saying this stuff. So why would I tune in one particular night to see him say the same thing?
And it's gone from announcement of substantive policy initiatives to a ridiculous wish list of posturing.
And my son's birthday is today, and we're doing stuff tonight, so I'm probably not going to watch it. If there's a giant flub, I'm sure it will show up on a number of cable news channels and radio shows and TikTok feeds. So it's a pass-fail event tonight for the president. He's either going to...
I've got a brief cocktail hour meeting with some of the fellows from my bourbon enthusiasts group, so I'm thinking I'm going to get liquored up and watch it with a firearm in my hand. That's my tentative plan.
Bourbon enthusiast group. Does it have a name?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
The Bourbon Society.
The Bourbon Society. And is there like dues, or do you have to apply to become a member? Do you not let certain people in?
All of the above. Oh, yeah. Some people are blacklisted. Absolutely. We're not having their sort in our society.
And then do you try different bourbons every week or month or year, however often you get together?
That sort of thing. Yeah. There will be presentations. And then, then we eat and we shoot the bull. It's an excuse to hang out.
Anywho.
And get liquored up.
I spent a majority of my life trying to craft different events around the point of drinking. Yeah, so I understand. So the president's going to speak tonight, and it's a pass-fail event in my mind. He either comes off as most people think, yeah, he could probably still be president, or not a chance. Not a chance he can be president. Will he have that moment? I don't know. But the hilarity around acting like he's fine.
Oh, better than fine. He's a rock star, right?
Saturday Night Live's whole cold open was talking to various Democrats who say, oh, behind the scenes, he's a dynamo. And we played a bunch of those earlier this week. We didn't play this one. This is the fake KJP from Saturday Night Live.
Hello, Dana. Pleasure to be with you to talk about the most vigorous man I've ever known, Joe Biden.
Really?
Absolutely. I was just with him. And behind closed doors, he's a whirlwind. I mean, Dana, look at his schedule. 7 a.m., Soul Cycle class. thinking about taking one. He leads it. 8:30 a.m. Play speed chess in the park. 8:32 a.m. Wins chess game. Points at opponent and says, next time, young blood. 9:30 a.m. Meet with joint chiefs for a military strategy meeting and push-up contest. 10:02 a.m. Wins contest. Points at the head of the joint chiefs and says, next time, young blood. 3 to 11, train time. And that's all before a lunch where he eats 5 whole chickens and a raw potato.
So we're supposed to believe, in Saturday Night Live's mocking this notion, obviously, we're supposed to believe that behind the scenes, he's sharp and physically fit, but he just doesn't display that to voters for some reason. He's hiding it from us. It'd be weird.
That's an odd strategy.
It really is. Here's one example of him being kind of weird. So 2 days ago, he was about to board Air Force One. So this is right after the horrible weekend of polling that came out. Whole bunch of different major polls, all among the worst polls any sitting president's ever had. And he was asked, what's your message for Democrats who are concerned about your poll numbers?
You guys don't report. I'm winning. Five. Five in a row. You guys only look at the New York Times. They're a great paper.
So to the
question, you guys don't report. I'm winning. Five in a row.
So to the question, what's your message for Democrats who are concerned about your poll numbers? Biden squinted and frowned before leaning into, it says here, a lie in the New York Post. I don't know if it's a lie or if he's out of his mind. The last five polls you guys don't report. I'm winning. Five in a row. And he walks up to the reporter and puts his hand up. Five right in their face. Five in a row. And the question from the column in the New York Post was, do Biden's staff encourage his fantasies by giving him pretend polls, showing that he's doing great? Or is he just lying? Or is it because his choice of breakfast TV is his favorite show, MSNBC's Morning Joe, where Joe Scarborough yesterday went this far. It's almost like it could have been part of the satire comedy sketch from Saturday Night Live, except for this is real. Joe Scarborough talking about Joe Biden.
I've said it for years now. He's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it.
So there are polls that say 86% of Americans disagree with you. Other polls are not quite as bad, 75% or 70%, but vast majorities, including majorities of Democrats who don't think he's mentally fit to be president. But you, Joe Scarborough, are saying F you to anybody who doesn't believe that he's the best he's ever been. Who was that for?
Behind the scenes in the White House basement, he has a set of Olympic, you know, those rings, the gymnastic rings, and he hangs in the Iron Cross for 15 minutes just to train himself, and he's got some parallel bars. Wow, Morning Joe has become unhinged.
Well, who was that for?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose I can make the argument that at times he's old and mature and he has his wits about him, because occasionally he does.
But that's not what he said. He said he's the best version of Joe Biden that has ever been.
Flat bad and kept care.
And as I said earlier, that's not the way life comes at you anyway as a person, or certainly a president. It's not good enough to be cogent now and again.
That is extraordinary.
That was weird. Crazy.
I know.
Nuts.
I know. Yeah. I wonder what pressures were on him to say that. The president's favorite show, and he just wanted to say nice things to the knowing Joe Biden would hear it?
If you heard this hours ago on the podcast, first of all, thank you for listening so much. We appreciate it, and we will do our best to reward your listening. But if you didn't, this is well worth sharing again. It's from Sean. He wrote us an email. Here's Biden's chance to totally save his campaign at the State of the Union. Here's what happens to change everyone's point of view of Biden. Camera pans to his invited so-to guests, and the increasingly bewildered newsreaders read out loud who they are. It's Corn Pop. Then the Million Miles Birthday Amtrak guy, Joey Baby. The licensor who signed his Big Rig CDL. That's right, he claimed to be a Big Rig driver at one point, didn't he?
Yes.
Then panned to his father, covered in coal dust. That soldier who didn't want the damn medal because the other guy died. An HR rep from the lumber company he worked at. The registrar from the college where he earned 3 degrees and graduated ahead of his class.
Come on.
Someone from the moot court, whatever the F that is. That school's football coach, Jackie. Jackie's here, right? Francois Mitterrand. Then an actual GD dog-faced pony soldier. Then the suspiciously Egyptian-looking president of Mexico. And everyone else from his hokey-ass stories. Vindication for the old fella. Sean, that is hilarious.
Here are the two gay gentlemen that kissed in front of me in the 50s.
It's simple. Joey, they love each simple. Other.
Here's the fireman that carried my wife out of the burning house. Next to my
That's
Corvette.
Right.
There's all kinds of guests they could have.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. Wow.
I said, hey, Esther.
Esther will be there. Absolutely. And the janitor who loaned him a chain to chain whip Corn Pop with as an apology.
But I'm
going to
wrap this chain around your head.
Right. Right. The kids who were marked at his hairy legs at the pool, they have to be there. They
got hairy legs.
That's right, sir. Yes.
Oh, geez. Wow. Anyway.
Some of his victims in his youthful knife fights where he'd, you know, bang the razor on the curb and all of that
stuff.
Remember
the straight razor, you'd bang him on the curb?
Of course we do.
No, the murderous lunatic. Oh, Sean. That's the email of the day. Congratulations,
it really,
Sean.
It really is. Well, your oven mitts are in the mail. More on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How you doing?
The launch of the Google Gemini AI thingamajigger was disastrous and hilariously so, as we and others have been discussing. I hadn't mentioned that my favorite aspect of this was one of the questions posed to it. Of course, we all heard about who did more damage to humanity, Hitler or Elon Musk posting memes?
Right.
And the other one that I absolutely loved was it asked, would it be okay to misgender Caitlyn Jenner if that was the only way to avoid nuclear apocalypse? And it replied that it would never be acceptable to misgender a transgender person.
Wow, I hadn't heard that one.
Caitlyn Jenner responded herself and said, no, that would be fine. Go ahead. If you can misgender me and prevent a nuclear holocaust, please do.
Wow.
Which I thought was remarkable that fine athlete and personality person has at least got a sense of humor about the whole thing. Anyway, we were talking about this article yesterday in a website called Pirate Wires, which I wasn't familiar with because I'm not a tech guy, but I mean, it's incredibly well-researched. They have dozens and dozens of sources. This is very long and beautifully written. So these people are doing good work, whoever the heck they are. But they're talking about the rollout of the Gemini thing and how disastrous it was to the point of being almost self-parody. And they mention a number of different factors at Google, including the siloing of teams. They're just not cooperating with each other. It's dysfunctional. There's poor leadership. But they really get into the suffocating and pervasive influence of the HR department in a way that I found it was even crazier than I thought. I'm pretty aware of how left a lot of the tech world is, but so I'm just going to hit you with some of the things they throw in. We mentioned this yesterday, but we, of course, begin with the deeply hilariously stupid stuff. From screenshots I've obtained, an insistence engineers no longer use phrases like a build ninja, because that's cultural appropriation. You can't say nuke the old cache, which is a tech term, because that's a military metaphor.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, you think it's stupid, Jack? Stay tuned. Brace yourself. You can't call something a sanity check because that disparages mental illness. And again, these are screen captures of memos and admonitions and disciplinings happening at Google. You can't call something a dummy variable because that disparages disabilities. And you're trying to, like, innovate here and create things that have never even been dreamed of. And you got an HR guy screaming at you for saying, you use the term dummy variable. You need to come and see us. We need to have a meeting because that disparages disabilities. One engineer was strongly encouraged to use one of 15 different crazed pronoun combinations on his corporate bio, including Z, here, I am, Z, zem, and V, ver. Which he did against his wishes for fear of retribution.
By the way, I came across a Latinx the other day in a really surprising place. God, I really wanted to point out.
The word, you mean? Yeah. Or the person?
The word. I really wanted to point out to them, you realize nobody uses that, and the people you're referring to think it's ridiculous?
Yeah.
Wow.
They think it's white people telling them how to speak their language, which is kind of, sort of, well, literally the opposite of what you claim to be.
Right.
Anyway, we mentioned this yesterday. January 9th email made it clear that the Greglers, which is an affinity group for people over 40 who work at Google, had to change its name because not all people over 40 have gray hair, thus constituting a lack of inclusivity.
Okay.
Almost everyone I spoke with, writes the journalist, there was a broad agreement race and gender greatly factor into hiring and promotion at Google in a matter considered both problematic, is this legal, and disoriented. We're going to focus on people of color, a manager told one employee with whom I spoke who was up for promotion. Sounds great, he said, for fear of retaliation, even though that is absolutely illegal. Later, that same manager told him he should have gotten it. He should have gotten that job, but we had to focus on people of color. Three different people shared their own version of a story like this, all echoing the charge just shared publicly by a former Google venture investor, Sean McGuire. He asked on Twitter, should I go public with the story about the time I was told I can't be promoted because I'm a white man? Every manager I spoke with shared stories of pushbacks on promotions or hires when their preferred candidates were male and white. Even when clearly far more qualified, every person I spoke with had a story about a promotion that happened for reasons other than merit. And every person I spoke with shared stories of inappropriate admonitions of one race over some other by a manager.
Well, that is so not good. And just from a dollars and cents standpoint, it's not a good way to run a company, obviously, because you just want your best talent, period.
To move up. Yeah, and listen, in the very limited time we have left, I would point out, and I mean this to the bottom of my soul, and I would be delighted to give you a long, calm, and reasoned explanation of why I believe this, but all DEI programs must be ended immediately wherever they are. If you have an actual program discouraging racism, that's fine. DEI is the opposite. It is insidious. It's poisonous. End it wherever it exists.
Armstrong and Getty.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thousands of users reported that Meta's platforms were down yesterday, including Threads. Oh, that's weird. It was working fine 6 months ago when I signed up for it and never looked at it again.
Oh, man, I didn't have my headphones turned up. What was the joke?
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Damn it, and I missed the funniest thing ever said. That is disappointing.
It was a short joke having to do with the fact that nobody uses Threads or knows what it is. The Twitter equivalent that Zuckerberg tried to get started back when everybody was pissed off that Elon Musk wasn't far enough left for a cup of coffee.
Right. No, I've not explored Threads. Are you ever on Truth Social?
Never. No. Nope.
And then Twitter's the big one, and nobody's on Twitter, really, by as a percentage, practically.
Sure, yeah.
Those of us in the media are on Twitter talking to each other and acting like everybody's paying attention. That's pretty much what happens on Twitter. Two things I wanted to get to. This troubling story, one of your mass shootings that happened a while back, I'd even forgotten about this one because so many of them happen, but this particular one had happened in Lewiston, Maine, at a bar and grill, little town. Shot the place up in October. Anyway, so this was a veteran, and they sent the guy's brain off to be looked at. A laboratory found a pattern of cell damage that has been seen in veterans exposed to weapons blasts and said it probably played a role in the symptoms the gunman displayed before the shooting. They have grave implications for the military because this guy never saw combat and had never been exposed to explosions from enemy fire or roadside bombs. The only blast that hit his brain came from training that the Army said is safe. And his brain was destroyed in a couple of ways. It was like physically destroyed parts of his brain that have to do with emotions and decision making and stuff like that. And he was all acting pretty crazy and then shot that place up. So that could be obviously a troubling situation.
Yeah, I am a born skeptic, so my skeptical self is asking, well, wait a minute now. Many, many people go through that training and have no similar reaction. Mm. Was the guy has he been playing hockey since he was 8 years old? Had he taken a lot of head trauma doing that? Was he a football player? I have a lot of questions.
There you go. Wrecked his motorcycle. Who knows what? Which do I want to do first? This, we mentioned it earlier, but I got a follow-up that's pretty good. So I don't know this Mara Gay, who writes for the New York Times. She was one of the people leading the charge to stop an op-ed from appearing in the Times back during the George Floyd riots, which in retrospect, it's hard to believe it even happened for as long as it did with as little pushback. Mobs were destroying downtowns all across America, and the police were just letting it happen. And jewelry stores, Targets, whatever, just getting their windows smashed out, stuff stolen, and just nobody pushing back because that would make it seem like you were a racist or on the side of the guy who kneeled on George Floyd or something.
Right, exactly. And people who dared speak out lost their careers, lost their friends.
Anyway, cities were out of control all across the country, and one U.S. senator, a former military guy, Tom Cotton, wrote an op-ed for the New York Times, "Send in the troops." Well, that op-ed never ran because the woke newsroom thought it was just horrible, the idea of troops on American streets and whatever else the argument was. But this Mara Gay wrote
it. So just for the record, the editor who green-lighted it lost his career at the Times even though it didn't run.
Right. Just for allowing it
to
be.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
And this Mara Gay person, probably speaking for a lot of people, at the time said, "Running this puts black people in danger and other Americans standing up for our humanity and democracy, too." Well, yesterday, Mara Gay wrote a quite positive piece about how the National Guard might help subway riders feel safer, as the governor of New York has called in the National Guard to deal with the incredible crime that's going on in the subway system. And this same Mara Gay that thought it was horrifying to have the National Guard on streets where nobody was safe. Neighborhoods where you just were not safe in the United States of America because of mobs. Having the National Guard come in for that would have been awful and racist or something. She writes how in recent weeks alone, a subway conductor was stabbed in the neck. A man struck a rider in the head with a hammer. A rider was slashed with a box cutter. Yeah, it's all horrible stuff.
Agreed.
And now she thinks it's okay to have the National Guard come in and make the subway safe. Well, I thought this was a good response from Mark Hemingway, who wrote yesterday, "It needs to be said that what Kathy Hochul, that's the governor of New York, is doing is much worse than what Tom Cotton proposed in his op-ed that never ran. He proposed deploying National Guard to deal with an emergency involving nationwide riots. She's doing it to suppress ordinary crime that she allowed to fester."
Yeah, along with the leadership in New York City, 100% true.
Yeah, so your policies have led to an outbreak of ordinary crime, and you're calling in the National Guard. It's so out of control, which I'm actually fine with, but it's a pretty extraordinary move. The other was just mob rule out of control. We got to get our cities back. And that was the level of hypocrisy or irony or whataboutism or whatever that's going on here is off the charts.
Well, and I would also point out, in support of Mr. Hemingway's point, that the rioting was utterly beyond the means of most police departments to deal with. I mean, if they'd put everybody on the street with the riot gear and gone at it, maybe they could have dealt with it. But you want to avoid that. You avoid that through overwhelming force. So, yeah, the idea that lunatics or murderers or predators on the New York subway is that sort of overwhelming presence that you have to bring in the National Guard is almost absurd.
Yeah,
it answers the question, how disastrous are progressive policies on crime and punishment?
No kidding. You could fix it almost overnight by saying, we're going to start punishing crime again. Yeah, you're actually going to go to jail and be prosecuted. It'd end
you commit
fast.
It, we arrest you, we're going to prosecute you. We prosecute you and convict you, we're putting you in jail, period. Over.
Another thing I came across that I wanted to get on, written by Mark Leibowitz. We used to talk a lot about his book, This Town. He's a writer. He's talking about Joe Biden here. "It's easy to sympathize with an old-timer reluctant to give up something he loves. In Biden's case, though, the stakes are potentially catastrophic. By running again, despite his age, despite his low approval ratings, despite his poor showing in the polls against Trump, Biden could be engaging in one of the most selfish, hubristic, and potentially destructive acts ever undertaken by an American president. If he winds up losing, that's all anyone will remember him for." That's some pretty strong language there.
Well, I know a lot of people got peeved the last time we talked to Mark because he's not a Trump fan, but that's some great writing.
Yeah, and Mark Halperin had this in his newsletter and said, this is an insight into the way the left-leaning, everybody that runs Washington, D.C. crowd sees Joe Biden as this being a selfish, hubristic, and potentially destructive act. The worst ever taken by an American president. What are you doing?
Extremely controversial if the vice president was some universally respected, popular governor or something like that, and not a a moron who was anointed the next big thing by her boyfriend, Willie Brown.
Come on now.
Yeah. How does he think this ends? Could it be, I'm just asking as the devil's advocate, perhaps literally advocating for Satan. Does Joe Biden truly believe that Donald Trump is such a demon that he must save the union by being elected, give way to Kamala, if indeed he concedes that that's going to have to happen, and obviously it is, and that he's a good guy for pursuing that route?
Yeah. Halperin's writing is talking to people behind the scenes that know him is Biden believes he's the only person that can stop Trump. So he's the opposite of what Leibovitz is writing there. No, I'm a brave patriot who would love to get out of government, but I'm the only person that can stop Trump from being president, and I'm going to do the right thing.
That's the hubristic part of what Leibovitz was saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I wish I could hear the actual conversations in the cloakrooms and wherever the big donors hang out, clubs I can't get into.
Oh.
I would love to hear those conversations. What do we do? What do we do? Maybe Dr. Jill can talk to him. No, she said she supports him.
Not a real doctor.
Right. Kamala Harris. I mean, I've got a golden retriever that's smarter than she is. We can't have her in the White House, obviously. How do we run her out? No, we'll get murdered for running a woman of color out of the... Oh, no, what do we do? What do we do?
Well, there are lots of fun places it would be exciting to be a fly on the wall, but I would go with wherever the speech writers and staff and handlers are tonight during the State of the Union address. I would like to be a fly on that wall as they're biting their lip, sweating bullets, every phrase of the speech, wondering if he's about to just lock up or say something insane.
Face and hands, just repeating over and over again, please, please, please.
Or change U.S. policy in a way that's very difficult to clean up, like he did the other day when he kept announcing, we have food drops in Ukraine. And he's reading from a note card, and the food drops in Ukraine will begin. Okay, we all know you mean Israel and Hamas and Gaza.
Gaza, right,
We all know that that's the part of the world you're talking about. Even looking at note cards, he said Ukraine. So he can change U.S. policy tonight. And yes, I know Trump has called Biden Obama several times, and I don't know what's going on there, and it's troubling. And he called Nikki Haley Nancy Pelosi or vice versa. I realize that.
Again, pointing out that Trump has flaws doesn't mean Biden doesn't, or that they're disastrous or borderline horrifying. I mean, the idea, I would like to run over and over again that Italian comedy bit about Joe Biden. Around the world, they're mocking the idea that this guy could be running anything. And it's not misplaced.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, it's not terribly long, is it? It's funny. If I want to hear it again, I'll bet the good folks do too. Go ahead, Michael. Thanks.
Here we are, President Biden.
Here?
Yes, yes.
As I said to the President of Israel, Mikhail Gorbachev.
No.
Sorry, Michael Jordan.
No.
When he went to the moon and he was shot from Dallas.
President.
Long shot from Dallas to the moon.
Mr. President.
It wasn't the moon.
Non è andato
sulla luna. It was Mars.
No.
Mars attack.
Ma che è Mars attack?
Somewhere.
Non cantava.
Over.
Ne vuole
the garage.
No, the rainbow era. Vabbè.
No, the rainbow, Mr. President.
Well, a year ago, I thought that he would fall flat on his face, and he did not. He had a great night. Probably the best moments he's had of his 3 years of presidency, of looking sharp and with it and able to, you know, quick on his feet and deal with people. Will he be able to do that tonight? We'll see. If he does, if he has a night like he did a year ago, this will shut it up for a while. Now, the speaker...
I'll bet they give him such a big dose of Ritalin before the so-to that they've got to bring him down with horse tranquilizers afterward. I'll bet that he's getting the full Elvis, the full Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah. You bring him way up with something and then propofol to get him to sleep.
Exactly.
So the Speaker of the House, nobody knows his name, has asked the other Republicans to not heckle tonight, to be respectful and not heckle. That didn't work out for Republicans last year. Biden got
You're old.
Biden got the best of the hecklers last year, but the White House is saying bring it on. So that's interesting. Probably because they got the best of it last year. Go ahead, heckle. We did fine last year.
And I'll bet there are polls that show people don't appreciate it. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're probably right about that, too. We'll finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to get this on one more time. RFK Jr. responding to the allegation that he flew on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express plane.
So, and you run into everybody in New York. I mean, I knew Harvey Weinstein. I knew Roger Ailes. I knew O.J. Simpson came to my house. Yeah. Bill Cosby came to my house.
Yeah. Do you know anybody who's not infamous?
That's just an interesting
Well,
line.
I had a standing poker game with Jeffrey Dahmer. And of course, I played golf with John Wayne Gacy until they executed him. But
it's an interesting way to try to get yourself out of trouble of guilt by association by mentioning all the other parade of horribles that you've hung out with.
OJ weighing in. That's just, that was funny. Anyway, so we were talking about Google earlier and their suffocating HR department and political correctness and clearly racist hiring practices and the rest of it. This is more about what they do. According to Breitbart, Google is quietly testing controversial new artificial intelligence tools for automating news production. And they are cooperating with and paying a select group of publishers to do that. Adweek is reporting this, that Google is quietly working with a small group of news outlets to test unreleased AI tools aimed at automating certain aspects of the news production process. They're quietly paying select publishers to participate in a 12-month pilot program. In exchange, the publishers must use the tools to generate a minimum volume of content. Reportedly, according to Adweek, again, back way when I was young in the ad business, it was one of the Bibles of the industry. Reportedly, 3 articles per day, 1 newsletter per week, and 1 marketing campaign per month. But on the QT, as they say.
Man, news is so horrible, written news. I could actually see it getting better with AI, or not getting worse anyway.
Yeah.
This version of Armstrong and Getty, intellectually, analytically, is the best Armstrong and Getty ever. And now time for final thoughts.
That was a weird Donald Trump paraphrasing Joe Scarborough about Biden talking about us.
Yes.
If I followed that.
Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew wrapping up the day. Michelangelo, our technical director. Michael?
Having a prime rib dinner tonight to honor my dad. And also, I will text you guys if Joe Biden, I see him wandering off.
There you go. Thank you.
So I will let you know.
Yeah, super. Is it your dad's birthday?
Yes, it
special
is.
Occasion?
Yeah.
Excellent. Best wishes to Mr. Michelangelo Sr. Katie Green, our esteemed newswoman, has a final thought. Katie?
It's more on a serious note, but I think about all this mocking going on of Joe Biden and how just evil his wife, Jill, is for just shuffling him out there. She should be stopping this.
Yeah, she's evil or delusional, and I'm not sure which. Jack, a final thought for us.
I'd forgotten your father shared a birthday with my son, Michelangelo. That was a thing every year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Sweden has formally joined the world. They're now in NATO officially in the 32nd country. After decades of getting to claim neutrality, they're on the side of the good guys.
My final thought is, I'm sticking with 65% Biden gets through just fine tonight because he will be prepared mentally, pharmaceutically. He is rested, and he'll keep it really simple. But there's at least a one-third chance he goes sideways. I'm tuning in.
Yeah. Well, if he does go sideways, it is going to be the most played clip maybe of all time. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Head to armstrongandgetty.com. Many fabulous clicks.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
All right, I just got one final question.
Have you been a good little Nazi?
We said yes.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did. And
it did not.
This is the fun part.
LGBT.
It's a little too much doggy dog.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
No, thank you.
In Idaho, Andrew Krapuschets? Can I say his name on the air?
Pretty name.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.